Right, 3 minutes past 7, let's start the annual meeting of the parish council. Welcome everybody to, we have two things on the agenda, two matters to meet in tonight. The first meeting we'll have, of course, is the annual meeting of the parish council, and then we'll finish that meeting. That shouldn't be too long a meeting, I think. And then we'll crack on with the May meeting of the parish council. So welcome everyone. My first task in this role, of course, at the annual meeting, is to elect to chair the part where we elect a new chairman of the parish council, and then to receive the chairman's declaration and acceptance of office. Do I have any nominations for chair of the parish council?
If you're happy to send, I'll nominate.
Okay, I'm happy to continue in the role for the future.
I would second that.
Okay, thank you very much. So that's, you're proposing that then?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay, well, I would accept that. So let's put that to a vote. Those votes for myself as chair, and those votes against. Thank you very much. Okay, so our chair, I'll sign that acceptance there. So this is the signing of my acceptance and that I undertake to observe the code of conduct. Today's date is the 8th of May. And I think you have 10 stamps, I think. Clark, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, and I endeavour to do as good a task as I possibly can and uphold the code of conduct. Thank you for your vote of support. Item 310. The second is to elect the Vice Chairman of the Parish Council and to receive the Vice Chairman's declaration of acceptance of office for them. So do I have any nominations for a Vice Chair?
I would nominate Councillor Bond. I would also propose.
Okay, thank you for that proposal. Do we have any seconder? Heather, thank you for seconding it. And so we'll take that straight to a vote. Do we have any other nominations, by the way, as Vice Chair? Okay, then we'll take that straight to a vote. Those votes for Alan as Vice Chair, and those against, we'll carry that unanimously as well. Thank you for your work so far, Alan, as Vice Chair for the last period. So it's name there, the signature and date, the 8th of May. Just pause while Alan does that. The next item will be to agree the list of parish council meetings between now and December of next year. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
And Catherine's going to sign that. Okay, thank you. Right, so the next item 311, is to agree the dates of the monthly parish council meetings over the next 12 months. And as we normally do, we pushed out right as far as we can, really, or as far as we can, but at least to December 2018, with these as the suggested dates. As you're aware, we normally try to choose the second Monday of every month. And we've highlighted on there which are likely to be mustn't, which are going to be the public sessions on strategy and finance, and the December one, which includes a sort of parish council thank you for those people who are involved in the activities of the parish council. I could see one addition that I would suggest we make, which is the annual parish meeting should be just following this meeting in May, a week or two later. So I suggest we slot that annual parish meeting in for May the 21st, 2018, because I think the following week tonight is a bank holiday anyway. So let's go for the annual parish meeting, 21st of May. It's not actually a parish council meeting, of course, but this is well set up on our list. Is everybody happy with that? Any comments on that list? Can you see any dates that clash with anything we ought to be avoiding?
What about bringing the December one back to the first Monday, so that everything's not, we're not so near Christmas? Get the meeting out of the way at the beginning of December.
Yeah, okay. That, the implication of that, of course, is it makes it quite tight on the November meeting. So it's only like 2.5-3 weeks after the November meeting. But it does avoid clashing with parties and stuff at Christmas, doesn't it?
You know it's coming up, so everything's organised beforehand, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let me take this out of the way then.
It did include the discussion on precepts as well, because remember this year we decided to make sure we put all that in early.
If you have a meeting beforehand, before the main meeting,
yeah.
It's disgusting, you won't be here for hours.
What do people think? Do you want to bring it earlier, so the first week in December, or leave it where it is the second week of December?
I would probably accept the risk as I put before.
Yeah, I would prefer it to.
Would you? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is 2 weeks before. Okay, all right. Let's leave it as it is then, I think. Thank you, Anne, for that point of view. So David moves that we accept this list as it is. Do I have a seconder for that?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Thank you, Alan. Okay, votes for this list for the end of meeting dates. Thank you, everybody. So we accept that as the list. Thank you for putting that together. Okay, and the final item of this agenda is to appoint lead members for the following slots. I've asked you all what you'd like to do, and I've got a number of suggestions. I think it's probably best if I run through things. James, I think you're happy to continue in HR and finance.
All right,
thank you for your contribution for that so far. Do I have a proposer for James on HR and finance? I have that from Roger, thank you, and a seconder.
I'll second it.
Could I just propose that Councillor Wright sort of joins me on the finance committee?
Absolutely, okay, yeah. I've got a note for that here as well, so thank you for that. So I'm James, for James, and a proposal was Alan, and a seconder was Roger, was it?
No, Roger was proposed. Roger proposed.
Roger proposed.
I was second.
And Alan seconded. Thank you for that. Then we have Roger on allotments. You're happy to continue with allotments?
No problem, yeah.
That's happening there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Do votes on James first before moving on. So, yeah, we'll do that in a moment. So James, votes for James continuing with HR and finance. Votes for? And votes against?
I would also like to join the HR team.
I'll come to you in a moment, Heather, I know that. So I'm going through it in equal order rather than... Yeah, sorry. No, that's right. So Roger, allotments. Do I have a proposer for Roger to do the allotments?
I'll propose it.
Alan has proposed that, thank you. James, did I see you?
Yes,
second. Okay, thank you. And votes for Roger continuing with his good work on allotments. Votes for, yeah, and votes against. Okay. Thank you, Roger, for your contribution this year.
Is Heather on that as well?
Absolutely. So Heather has put herself forward again for allotments and also for HR this year, Heather. So can I have a proposal for that?
I'll propose that, Heather.
David, thank you. And can I have a seconder? Got you there, James. Thank you. David, Okay, so Heather to continue with allotments and take on HR as part of her responsibilities. Vote for? Okay, thank you. And vote against? Thank you very much. David, you've been looking after the Earl of Rutland.
Yep.
Role, and I have you here as interested in adding finance to that.
Yep.
I've had that as a proposal is James. Can you have a little proposal on that, James? Do I have a seconder?
I'll second it.
Alan. Okay, thank you. Right, and votes for David taking those two roles. Votes against? Thank you. Next we have Lee. Lee can't be with us until a little bit later today, but I do have his confirmation that he's happy to continue in his role as HR and flooding and communications. So I'm happy to propose him with that, because I checked with that before he came tonight. So I'm happy to propose that. Do I have a seconder?
Yes, sir.
James. Okay. Thank you, James. And votes for Lee continuing those roles. Thank you, votes against. Okay, lovely. Myself, I have been looking after tourism and the skate park. I'm happy to continue with tourism, but I do need some help on the skate park. So hopefully, as we go through the rest of the list, I will get help on the skate park. I'm happy to continue with tourism and skate park. Do I have a proposer?
I'm proposer.
David.
I'll second it.
And I'll second.
Thank you. And votes for? Okay, votes against? Thank you. Now, Alan's broad shoulders, you've carried a lot over the last 12 months, Alan. I'm pleased to see that you're prepared to carry.
Probably
on
that knee.
You probably make up that knee. Okay, so you're taking open spaces, play areas, and the environment, and you happen to continue with that.
That's against her.
Open spaces,
yep.
Play areas,
yep.
And the environment.
Yep.
Okay.
And the group.
I'm just
coming
on to that. You're happy to be our liaison between ourselves and the youth club?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll contact them on a regular basis.
Thank you. You're happy to continue your role on street lighting?
Yes. That's coming to a conclusion, it was.
Yep. Transport, you're keen to continue the work on trains that you've
yes.
had some fruition with over the last 3 months.
Yes.
But keen to divest the rest of transport and if we can do
it. If someone else would take it on board the rest of it. I'm happy to do the trains and continue through that through the franchise process.
Okay.
But vehicles and all of that, it sort of
okay.
takes time.
Thank you. And chief folks, you have to continue.
Yes,
with.
I am, yeah.
And support on the skate park, you have to continue. With.
Yeah, because in your absence, you feel away. Because
okay.
it fits in with the play areas.
So if we can take that job lot as possible, you can break this out if you prefer, councillors, but in this instance, again, I think we're happy to continue with this process. Can I have a proposal for Alan taking on those roles? Heather, thank you. Can I have a seconder? James, thank you. Oh, sorry.
Roger.
Then we've obviously had an event. Thank you. Votes for. Thank you. And votes against. Thank you. Now, since we last sat here, we've had two new councillors, of course. Bob Sparham has let me know that he's keen to continue the role on Friends of St Mary's, but he's limited to the amount of time he's got, so probably doesn't want to continue with the library at the moment. And when he can, I think we can ask him to come back on and help out with our connection liaison with the library. So I'm taking it that Bob Swan would like to continue, so I'll propose him because I have a conversation with him. So I propose Bob to continue his role as Friends of St Mary's. And so that's me proposing it. Can I have a seconder?
Okay.
Heather, thank you. Bob, Heather, and votes for Bob Swan continuing Friends of St Mary's. Thank you, everybody. And we've had Anne join us, Anne, since the last. And at the last meeting, it must have expressed an interest in a number of roles. And one that popped up as well is this extra on transport. And I wondered whether you or not you'd be interested in taking on any responsibilities on transport. But
yeah,
Alan, are you happy
yeah.
to take that on?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be Anne. On transport, you expressed an interest in the library.
Yes.
Friends of St Mary's,
yeah.
So support,
I'm already on that, yeah.
Sort of mirroring Bob really on both of those, if that works with you, is
mm-hmm.
that right?
Yeah.
You also expressed interest in skate park, I think. I wrote
yes.
that down, I hope
yeah.
I'm mispronouncing you out there. But
no,
yeah,
I already said I'd help go out.
Great, so I know I need some help on that. And I wondered about street cleanliness. Given all the,
mm-hmm.
there is a need there, to, as we know.
You've got cleanliness and environment.
Well, we've split
yeah.
those out, because the environment can go either way. And it's done, I'm thinking of keeping that valid with open spaces.
So that has to go as a separate item.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cleanliness is a separate item.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got you there for transport, library, street lighting, skate park, Friends of St Mary's and cleanliness.
Yeah, except
trains. Are you happy with that, Anne?
What about HR?
I wasn't going to suggest that to start off with, just because there's so many three people doing that role, and also there's a lot, you know, a lot on your plate. So.
Well, I think it's yeah.
Could I just ask Anne add a question? Sorry, I don't have to worry about her. If I'm away, you know the details.
Yeah.
Take this the right way, because I know that you walk around the village.
Yeah.
Could you, if I gave you the code,
mm-hmm.
could you just check them out
yeah.
if I'm not available?
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
So can I?
Well, I'm happy to propose you for that list.
I'll propose that.
Are you happy to propose that, James?
I'll second it.
And Alan seconded that list. It's quite a remit, lad. Happy with that?
What about Elrath? No. No, you've got
someone
else. No, no problem.
Well, we haven't actually.
We can do it before.
Was that correct?
You used to go down to Mountain before.
Yeah. I mean, okay. You have to take that as well. Are you
mm-hmm.
sure? Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. All right, so that full list to you, Anne. Votes for. We've got the two proposers, James and Alan. Votes for. And votes against. Very good. Right, so that's the full list of tasks set up for being here.
I think we've got one too blank.
Yeah. Oh, what ones have I mentioned?
Flooding.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got flooding, I believe.
Liaison.
Yes, we have done something like that.
Neighbourhood plan, communications and website. And I was going to say...
communications is Lee, David.
Yeah.
Lee, yeah.
And we've got a bullet point here with nothing against it, but I thought it would be a very good opportunity to put an emergency plan and put what's going forward.
Well, I couldn't give him that in his absence because he's actually asked if he could just focus
and
on...
And yourself.
Okay.
I think we can take
the emergency plan as a task, not necessarily as a full role.
As a project.
But you did mention one neighbourhood plan. Actually, I'm happy to continue with neighbourhood plan. So, do you propose that, David?
I do indeed.
Okay, second it. Thank you. And votes for. Votes against. Okay, you mentioned one other that wasn't
Melton Borough Council's parish liaison.
Melton Borough Council's parish liaison.
And flooding.
Flooding is
Yeah.
Can I have a suggestion of Melton Borough Council's parish liaison then? I mean, does it what does it involve? Liaison with the borough council?
It may confess to being chairman.
Are you proposing me for that task? Okay. Okay, for me. Yeah, Montserrat Council, Paris Liaison, Bob. Proposed by David. Can I have a second, please?
Alan.
Votes for and votes against. Thank you. That draws that item to a close and the end of the meeting. So 313, close the end of the meeting, and the meeting stops.